As we always say, stay informed, do your own research, and be up to date with the market. Say Yes to Fire brings you the freshest crypto news weekly. Right here, right now, 2 minutes of the most relevant events. Ready?
Hell yeah, I personally want to stay updated with the most critical financial events that are going to affect my portfolio, the latest trends and market insights. So for me, Stock Market News, that's an easy choice. MarketWatch, Investing.com, Seeking Alpha, Yahoo Finance. But when it comes to crypto, I don't know what source to trust. All the news are scattered. So I stumble upon the website mydailycryptonews.com, which is a cryptocurrency news website that also has updated cryptocurrency market prices and tools to analyze them. Like a Yahoo Finance, basically, but fully focused on crypto. I loved it. So I want to create a special space within my podcast where you can listen to our 2-minute summary of the weekly crypto news. I know you don't have time to go around and find the most relevant news, right? So say Yes to Fire and mydailycryptonews.com brought you the news here for you. Ready? A big crypto news to start with. Ethereum's London hard fork has arrived on Thursday, the 5th of August, ushering in Ethereum Improvement Proposal 1559. This London upgrade directly affects how the network handles transaction fees. Going forward, each transaction will burn a base fee, thereby decreasing the asset circulation supply and giving users the option of including a tip to help incentivize speedier confirmation proportionate to network demand. MasterCard outlines plans for cryptocurrencies, stablecoins, and central bank digital currencies. MasterCard CEO Michael Miebach says the company wants roles in the crypto space. Binance completes Polygon wallet integration. This will allow Binance traders to deposit and withdraw token Matic directly from their Binance accounts. Let's go to crypto law and seizures. US government has seized cryptocurrencies worth $1.2 billion so far this year. Compared to previous years, in 2019, the US government seized $700,000 worth of crypto. In 2020, that total went up to $137 million, and in 2021, so far, $1.2 billion in crypto seizures. And within the same category, Finland is looking for brokers that sold Bitcoin worth $80 million. Finland authorities have seized 1,981 Bitcoins in drug busts this year. Let's go to NFT news. New York Knicks launched team's first NFT collection. This is the first non-fungible token for the NBA team. Controversial crypto news. Tracking sperm on Bitcoin with X chain. What if sperm were uploaded or perhaps unloaded onto the Bitcoin network and those seeking to become pregnant could turn the emotional complex task into something more approachable, where they choose the right swimmers on the blockchain according to attributes like education level, hobbies, and physical attributes. Wei Scala is the founder and CEO of XChain, an Austin-based startup building a supply chain solution for the assisted reproduction industry. That's all for this week. Remember, go to mydailycryptonews.com for details. The website also has updated cryptocurrency market prices and the tools to analyze them. Till next time!